And I want to echo what the mayor has said and then maybe add a little bit from my perspective. You know, over the past 8 years, since we've had the extreme good fortune as a city to have Antonio Villaraigosa as our mayor, we've not only reduced rape, we've not only reduced domestic violence, but we've eliminated the rape kit backlog. That's an amazing thing. No other major city has done that in this decade. And it's because of the commitment of this man, because of the commitment of the people in this room. None of that would have happened, none of it, without the support of the mayor, without the support of people like Patty, without the support of Peace Over Violence, without all of Los Angeles saying that enough is enough. There's no excuse. There's no excuse for sexual assault. There's no excuse for domestic violence. And there's no excuse for us not doing something about it. As a city, as a police department, as a group of people. So we have cut sexual assaults over the last 8 years by well over a third. Now, as the mayor said, if we continue this year at the pace we're going now, we will have cut rapes in half as compared to his first year as mayor. Now, you know, it's early to say that, and I don't want to, you know, I have my little suspicions about announcing good news too early, so I always worry about that. But we should be proud of what we've accomplished. But that pride should be tempered by all that we have to do. Because rape, domestic violence, are extremely underreported crimes. And they're not underreported because the victims think they have no consequence. They're underreported because the victims are in fear. The victims are in fear that they won't be listened to by authority, that they won't be taken seriously in the criminal justice system, and that their reporting will make their situation worse because they have nowhere to go. So I want to thank everybody in this room that has stepped forward and made a difference. Because when you affect those things, when you affect a woman or a child's willingness to report, you make us all safer, and you allow us to do the right thing. Now, I'm going to make a little announcement today. This whole city, which, as it should have been, was gripped when a 10-year-old was kidnapped not too long ago in the valley and assaulted. And we have been hunting for the second perpetrator in that for weeks now. And he is in custody in Mexico as I speak. And the reason I bring that up today in this setting is because this city, this police department, this mayor will spare no resource, will do all that we can to bring justice to those that so desperately need it. Because not only are we bringing justice for that family and that little girl, but it's a small measure of justice for everybody that has been affected by violence and by sexual assault. Because when we make one thing as right as we can make it, and we can't undo the past, but we can make things better, then we do it for everybody, not just the individual. So thank you for your support of the police department. Thank you to our great mayor for his emphasis on these issues. And thank you to all of you for helping me to do what I think is my job.